in the studio. Flume, how you doing?
Hey, good, mate. How you doing?
I'm very, very well, man. That is a wonderful cardigan. Let's begin by saying that.
Thank you.
Excellent work. It's good because there's going to be photographers at the J Award today, so we want to make sure everyone looks their best.
Yeah.
So that's great. It's almost a bit Christmassy without any green in it.
I think it's kind of got that Bill Crosby kind of vibe to it.
No, from the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
That's great. Dude, now, Harley, what a year you have had.
Yeah, it's been pretty mental.
This time last year, you had just won on Triple J on Earth the chance to play at Field Day,
mm-hmm.
which is, I guess, for a lot of us at Triple J, besides maybe Nina and Louis, the first time that we'd all heard of you.
Yeah.
So since then, actually, do you remember being in that vocal booth?
I do.
It was Hannah, my producer, and I, and you were just there doing some stuff at Triple J on Earth, so we thought we'd just drag you in to do these promos for over the sort of holiday break. And I didn't really know who you were, and you didn't know who I was. We were just standing in this vocal booth.
Yeah.
We should find that promo and run it over this holidays
as
well.
That's good. I think, did you play it on air?
Who's
the doctor?
Yeah. Oh, is that the doctor?
Yeah, we're in a room, and we're doing promos, and I didn't know like who he was. And then we were just chatting, and then I was like, hang on, are you the doctor?
See, normally that is followed by a swift punch to the groin, so thank you for not doing that. But since then, man, so much amazing stuff. Your album hit number 2 on ARIA charts when it came out. And before then, so much stuff was going on as well. In fact, you even were above One Direction on the iTunes charts for a bit, weren't you?
That was nice. That was really nice, actually.
Thinking through the year, what do you think some highlights would be?
I'd have to say best gig or most like mind-blowing moment of the whole thing so far would have to be Splendor for sure. It was like, I played it about like 1 or 2 or something, and it was like completely empty, the tent, and then it just built and built and built, and by the end of it, it was like an entire tent full of people. It was like, I don't know, like 5 or 6,000 or something, and that's just way bigger than anything I'd ever played before. So I just like finished up, and I kind of didn't realize it was like growing so much, and then I finished up and looked up to say like thanks, and I was like, holy shit, like no, it was insane.
So didn't even notice, you're so busy working on the show.
Yeah, well, I didn't kind of realize like the extent it had grown. It was completely surreal.
And you would have had to have I guess develop a live show so much, like, you know, like from the first songs we heard on Unearthed to actually then playing to 6,000 people and more.
Yeah, it's a completely different ball game. You know, one thing like writing music in your studio, but then to perform electronic music out, it's like, you know, if it's a band, you write them song and then you've already know how to play it out live. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the electronic thing, it's like, you know, you write it and then you got to learn how to play it live. But it's been a real good learning experience for me. I've definitely come a long way since I started out.
Awesome. Well, here is one of the tunes that may have helped you out a little bit on Triple J. Harley Flume is in the studio. This is Holding On. Triple J from his debut self-titled album, that is Flume and Holding On. He is our Unearthed Act of 2012 J Award nominee and in the studio. That was like, was that the second sort of big song of yours that we started playing? And I think I was asking people to name see if they could guess the samples and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a re-sung of a classic sample,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Otis Redding, and then a dude called Anthony White has like done a re-version of it, mm-hmm. and it's like can't let you loose.
Yep. Awesome. And have you ever done it with live singers?
That particular song?
Yeah.
No. That'd be cool though.
Yeah. Well, you've got so many bloody gigs coming up. We were just talking about this. You've got Foreshore Festival this weekend in Canberra with some sweet bands, with Acid and Shuffle, with Deep Sea Arcade. You've got Harbour Life. You've got not one but two shows on Boxing Day.
Yeah. Yeah, we cram them in.
And then Falls, Southbound, Wonderland, Laneway, Golden Plains. I guess it's lucky that you seem to have a lot of energy.
Yeah. Yes. I'm learning to, yeah. I love airports now.
Really? That's you've learned how to make your time worthwhile.
I used to really not like them, but I've grown to like them.
Goodness. And not to mention all of that, but you also had a certain lead singer of an amazing UK rock and roll pop band come and watch you play at a festival.
Yeah, that was pretty insane. Tom York was down at the Outside In Festival, which was in Sydney. He just decided to pop his head in. Why not?
He's allowed to.
He's allowed to. Yeah, we'll let him in.
Yeah. Did you get to meet the gentleman? Or
I did. You know, I didn't really want to approach him. I figured he's probably, out of anyone in the music world, he's probably the most approached like man in music. I figured I'd just like let him enjoy the music and step back for it. But it was quite funny because I was actually like, I didn't realize, and I was downstairs having a drink with friends, and then people are like around the festival, they're all like, "Hey, like Tom York's here, like, oh my god, he's here." I'm like, "Bull crap, like, are you serious?" I went up to the stage, I was like, "I'm gonna check this out," and I went and checked it out, and he was just standing there, just checking out bands. It was.
Do you know if he stayed and watched your set?
I'm not sure. I hope so.
Fingers crossed. There you go. Yeah. You would have done that dance too, the Tom York dance.
Yeah, right.
Would have been great. And how does that stack up to getting thrown off the Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs? hitting your head against a pole.
That was definitely a better ending to the night than the old Outside In.
Goodness, goodness. And Brody just texted. So this is another gig. So excited to see you, Harley, in Bali for the Sunblast Festival.
Yeah.
You get to play in Bali.
I'm going to Bali next week. I guess it's for schoolies, right? And my younger sister's going to be over there for schoolies too.
Dude. That's it. Get out of here. I'm jealous. Massive congratulations on being nominated for the J Award, of course, for Unearthed Artist of the Year, but just on this year as well. It's been so amazing for you.
Thanks so much.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.